From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Tim Ishak.
And I'm Andy Lures.
And welcome to Defrag Tools, the show that takes you inside Microsoft and inside Windows. We have Tim and Andy here today to talk about a new version of a tool that we all know and love that we've talked about a lot on this show, namely WinDBG or WindBag or WinDebug. All these pronunciations I think are valid. But we've got a new one coming out.
That's right. So we have a brand new version of the WinDebug UI here. And so we've been writing from the ground up. It's completely new shell. It's got a visual refresh and a lot of great new features.
Awesome. So this is available in the Windows Store now, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're shipping a regular Windows app in the Windows Store, but it has all the power of a regular Windows app.
So it's a Win32 like Centennial
Absolutely.
App.
That's right.
But the advantage of shipping through the store is like you can update it very easily. There's a lot of cool things you can do that way, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's really great. We can update much quicker. We can go, if someone gives us a bug, we can fix it. We can get a new release out much quicker than the SDK preview, that the insider preview that goes out.
Really
so,
cool.
That'll be great.
So when I heard there was a new version of the Windows debugger coming out, my first question was, oh no, am I going to have to learn how to do everything again? Do my commands still work? Can I still do KV and bang analyze and all that? And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the same underlying engine as the old versions of WinDebug. So you've got right. all the commands and extensions that you love.
Right.
But we've put a new shell on it, giving a visual refresh.
Well, the old one was a little bit old looking, right?
It really changed in decades, actually. So,
maybe around the edges, a little bit of tweaks here and there. But visually, it's been pretty consistent, which is cool if you use it every day, but also you start to run into some limitations, I think, in what you're able to do with it, right? When you want to light up some new features.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw this a lot with, as the debugger moved towards the debugger data model that we've talked about a little bit. So this is the JavaScript, the NatVis support that we've added to the debugger.
And if you haven't heard about the debugger data model, there are a few episodes of Defrag Tools on it. Well, links below.
Yeah.
We went into in-depth about what the data model is and then the JavaScript support for it. So if you want to ramp up on that first, pause, go there, and then rewatch this video.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right on. So let's take a look at the new WinDBG.
That's right. So
we're calling it WinDBG Preview is what it's called.
We're calling it WinDBG Preview
on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
On the Windows Store.
Yeah. And the key there is the first thing people ask are, oh no, do I have to learn a bunch of new commands? And the second thing people ask are I need to use WinDebug every day and I'm used to it. Can I, what if something doesn't work? So we're calling it WinDebug Preview right now. It's going to be in preview for a while. We're not aiming to get rid of WinDebug and just throw it away. But for the foreseeable future, they will both coexist, nice and friendly, and you can still get the good old WinDebug in the SDK or WDK like you always do.
That's right. Oh, so everybody should download this, give it a try, and send us feedback so we know what's missing that you're gonna really miss if we move from the old WinDebug to the WinDebug.
So this is kind of a work in progress, and you've got this feedback hub, which is a big part of it. So
that's right.
I really like that people who use these tools every day probably have a lot of opinions about them and features they want to see, things that they want to see better. And this is a brand new product from the ground up. This is people's opportunity to kind of tell you guys what they want and influence it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other big thing there is a lot of people, with WinDebug being the same thing for so long, a lot of people have been no one cares about it. I would report a bug to them, but they know about it.
It's been that way for 10 years.
But this is a great way where you can go, you can put something in the feedback hub, you can send it to your coworkers and be like, hey, I know you guys hit this thing too. Go, they upvote it, and then it starts to get higher and higher on a nice list that everyone can kind of see. And not all of our stuff is tracked there, so we might not fix the top thing in first, but it's a great way for us to have a kind of dialogue back and forth.
Awesome. Well, let's take a look.
So, when you launch the new WinDebug preview, probably one of the first things you'll see is that we've got a ribbon. And so we've spent a lot of time, the old WinDebug had a very basic toolbar that had very, hard to decipher icons. And here we've got a ribbon that has hopefully a lot more usable and discoverable features here. And you can see we've got a scripting tab, and I'll mention more about that in a minute. But we think that we're going to make it a lot more easy to start your debugging sessions and to find the commands that you need from the ribbon. And if you really like that landscape, you can go and collapse that and go back to the
And we've got the standard quick access. So if there's three or four buttons that you want, you can go and you can add step into go. You can add all those buttons to the quick access, and then you can collapse it.
So you can add them all up right there.
If you need help on the quick access, that's probably what most people.
And we also have a totally new way of launching everything. And so, I start this file menu, and you can see we've got all the different ways that you can start a debugging session, as well as you can launch recent sessions. And this is incredibly useful if you've got, say, a couple kernel targets that you connect to regularly.
Right.
With a 500 character key to your KDNet session.
That's right.
And one of the big pieces of feedback we get a lot about from people that are new to Windebug, there's not a ton of people that are always new, but is when you first open it, you get a big gray screen.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
With this, you hit file and you get start debugging, and it's pretty clear. You've got a few things you can do. It's not perfect, but it's much better than Windebug already.
Hopefully not quite as steep a learning curve.
Yeah, we're just trying to bring it down a little bit.
Just a little.
So the ribbon is probably the first thing that people notice. The second thing that people are probably going to notice is the windowing system is completely changed. And it's very similar to the Visual Studio windowing system. And so we can have windows, docked on the sides, docked everywhere. You can undock windows and dock things together. And so it's got a much easier to use windowing system than the old one. Related to the feedback hub that we talked about, we've used this internally, and one of the top things that we heard from users internally is that they wanted to see a dark theme. This is something that we have available for people. So we've got a dark theme here. Let me click on that. And you can see we've got, first, those that are big fans of the dark theme, we've got a really nice dark theme that you can switch to very easily. And you could customize the old Windebug to make it look dark somewhat, but it was certainly not pretty.
Not easy.
Not one button. That's right.
I love this. I love my dark themes. It speaks to my inner goth child.
And so let me go and just launch a recent real quick. So I'm going to go and I'm going to debug Notepad here. And this whole Windebug preview is built entirely around the new debugger data model, as I mentioned. And that means everything from the watch window to the locals window is all the debugger data model. So this is something, curthread is something that you can do through DX. DX is the command that we use for accessing the data model.
Mm-hmm.
We can expand this and see all the things that were in the data model. If you have JavaScript or NatVis extensions, those are going to show up here. As well as having the let's do curprocess.modules, and you can see I'm using tab completion here, and I can also do link queries. So I'm doing a tab completion, and I can do an expression here, and of course that's going to show up everything because everything has a base address larger than that value. But you can put your link queries right in the watch window, which can be really convenient.
Yeah.
And since this is, we're doing the new data model extensibility as a first class thing, we've also got a script window here. And that's going to make it really easy for people to write NatVis and JavaScript visualizations here. So we've got the script window built right into the debugger. You can edit your NatVis script here. And I'm not going to write a whole NatVis script here today, but I will show you that, you can execute with XView or Control Enter. And we even show you the errors right in the script window here. So it makes it very easy to author your extensions.
Nice. So is this going to be something that, if people see this now, there may be stuff that's changing all the time in this, right? This is a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm getting at. So essentially, going back to that feedback hub thing, there's stuff even that we're showing here that may change a month from now,
right?
So it may, if we get too in depth in some of the features here, it may not be helpful if somebody watches this video. What is it? It's August now, 2017.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, we've got a cool new thing here, and people can get to it, and it might change a little bit, but the general theme is going to stay the same.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And we hope to be shipping updates much more frequently than the SDK ships every 6 to 12 months.
Insider previews go out about every month.
Insider previews goes out more frequently, but mm-hmm. we're going to be able to get fixes and features to people much more quickly, shipping in the store. And another nice thing is that it's just going to keep your debugger up to date.
Right.
So
no automatic updates.
Automatic updates. No more having to, you know, search for the latest WDK or SDK and installing the.
That's a huge thing. I get people all the time that like have trouble. Like they ping me about something, and I'm like, "Which debugger are you using? It's like 2 years old." And yeah. I'm like, "No, get the new one, man."
I've had someone email me like, "The JavaScript stuff I saw on your show isn't working," and I'm like, "Oh, well, what version are you using?" And they're using something from like Windows 8. They're like, "Oh, I didn't think it was anything new."
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, well, it doesn't look any different, but yeah. Well, and I always tell people stay current too, because Andrew's, you know, Bang Analyze is that's constantly right. getting updated with every new release, so you're going to get the best analysis available. So this will get that out even quicker too,
right?
That's
right.
Yeah, very cool. Any other stuff we want to show off, or we'll save it for more in-depth videos?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to have another video showing some in-depth, you know, debugging examples, as well as diving a little bit more into the scripting. So definitely mm-hmm. check out those videos if you're interested in those.
Awesome. Well, new version of Windows Debugger, WinDBG, WinBag, WinDebug, whatever you like to call it is fine with us, but go try the new one. Check it out. Use the feedback hub. Let these guys know what you want to see. You can get in on the ground floor of the new product. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.